You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2017 in the afternoon of the first day, and we're in the Kayleen space, and I'm with Blake Dennard, who is the vice president.
Correct. Yes, thanks for coming.
Good to be with you. So, you know, most people know about Kayleen. They've known the brand for a long time in the rug business, and you've been making broadloom for a long time, and I guess a couple years ago you started deciding, well, why don't we just sell some broadloom under the Kayleen brand name as well, right?
That's right, Kent. We back in January 2015, we introduced our direct distribution arm here in Las Vegas at Surfaces. We rolled out, at that time, 17 products. That we distribute through our Dalton location, where we have been distributing our rug line, which we have over 8,000 SKUs in that line. So it's quite a large distribution center.
And most everything you sell is wool, right?
Most everything, about 90-95% or so. We do some tensile products, and we do some wool viscose blends, and one poly wool blend.
Uh-huh. So it's upper end stuff, right?
Most definitely. It's handmade product, all handmade product, yeah. Hand loomed for the most part. We start wholesale wise at about a $29 price point and work up to roughly a $70 price point.
And is this a retail price or a wholesale
price?
This
is a wholesale price.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. So tell me, you have actually manufacturing operations in India, and then you have offices in Dalton, right?
That's correct. Right. We manufacture all of our broadloom products in Panipat, India, and we manufacture all of our rugs in Mizapur, India. So we have in Panipat, for example, what we're showing here comes from there. And we have three facilities there in Panipat that does everything from spinning to weaving to finishing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been an exhibitor at Surfaces for many years now, right?
We have been here since January of 15 in our broadloom format.
Okay. Did you show rugs here before that?
Many years ago. We have a permanent showroom here in Las Vegas at World Market.
Yeah, okay, which is next week, right?
Exactly. We start that on Sunday.
All right. So tell us what you're talking to the attendees this year. What's new for 2017?
Well, we've rolled out a total of 17 new styles and one line extension here at the Surfaces Market, which is takes us up over 40 styles in our line, which is quite an achievement in 2 years, basically, going from zero to 40. We are also rolling out a new space-dyed wool product that is really unique in the marketplace. Now, I don't think anybody else has anything like that in the marketplace today. So that's one of the things everybody tends to be gravitating towards.
Your broadloom products, what width are they?
They range from 13.2 to 16.4. Some of our flat weaves, which we do very, very well with, I tend to have some installation issues, as all the retailers tell you. Uh-huh. You can seam them, but it's like seaming concrete. You're going to see the seam. So we make those in 13.2 and in 16.4 widths to try to help eliminate as many seams as possible.
And the source for your wool, where do you get that?
We use seasonal wool, which is a blend of wool from all around the world, and we harvest that at when it's at its longest staple, mm-hmm. Trying to allow us to get the longest staple that we can achieve. After they all come in through season, we bring them in, we blend them all together to get a consistent product time and time again, mm-hmm. By blending that wool together.
So you've been building your group of retailers that sell your products. Has that been going well?
Going very well. We are up over about 600 retailers now, mm-hmm. Which starting from scratch 2 years ago is quite an achievement to get all that put into place. So we have around 600 retailers with, I think last count was just over 750 storefronts.
Is that right? That's very impressive. Okay. So the display you have here in the space, that's how you go to market with your retailers?
Most definitely. That's the most efficient way. We also do the 13.5 by 18, but in a retail environment, the display is what tends to work the best for us. A consumer can see, shop through, flip through the display, see all the colors, and that's one thing we really do well is our color palette. Instead of just being that typical beige and gray and white, we actually work in some navies and some yellows and some bright jewel tones in the product line to give the consumer, you know, something that's a little unique and different than what she typically sees out there.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to invest that kind of money in a flooring, sometimes they want it to stand out, don't they?
And she wants to know that she's looking at something different and unique that maybe not everybody else has.
Yeah, you know, that's a real trend right now, isn't it, about individualization. People want what they put on the floor to be unique for what they're doing, right?
Most definitely. And we even offer some turquoise colors. So we try to bring, instead of that typical earth tone palette throughout the line, some jewel tones that really commits in. They may not be the best-selling colors in our line, but they definitely round out the product line from a merchandising standpoint.
Okay, Blake, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Blake Denard, the vice president at Kayleen, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLA.net.